I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Stone. We can finally once and for all find out what happened with Judas Priest. Whether they broke up by themselves or they were pushed out by outside forces like the government.
The Boogie Monster, podcasting the unknown.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
I got it sitting in front of me, but I'm not gonna jump on it.
No?
I'm not gonna jump on it until about a half hour. Nah, because I can't keep a train of thought.
Yeah, that's true.
I can't. It's really just I'm eating more pot than I've ever eaten just because it's like, well, I guess I'm just gonna watch a scary movie and freak out.
You watch any good scary movies this week?
No, what did I watch? No, I started Better Call Saul because I'm like, I want to catch up on those. I remember that. I didn't watch them, but I remember the few I did see.
Yeah.
Being good.
I got through the first two seasons. I loved it for whatever reason. I just never picked back up on season three. But yeah, that's a great show.
I felt about it. So that's what I'm doing. But yeah, I'm not going to get stoned while I got to be social right now. Even around the house, if I'm stoned and then Rachel knows she could torture me while I'm high, it sucks, man. It sucks so bad. She like gets like right up in my face and she's like, you can never leave. I'm like, I can't handle this right now.
Oh, wow. Yo, I don't need that when I'm high.
No, exactly. She knows a real specific kind of hell to put me into. You know, like, because what, you know what it is? Like, I'm already a terrible liar and have plenty of tells, but especially when I'm high, there's no poker face at all.
What's one of your tells?
She does. Me out loud telling you that I'm not being truthful. Like I'm a shit liar, dude. I'm riddled with guilt and I'm a shit liar. So just like, if honestly, given the nature of what this podcast was meant to be at one point, if I legit saw a ghost or a UFO, you would know. Because there's no way I could like fake enthusiasm for something like that. I'd be like, it's real, and it's so real, I'm terrified. Know that about me, Dave. I'm a shit liar, man.
Well, that's good. That's you know, if you're gonna suck at something, that's a good thing to suck at.
Well, in regular life, that I think that's an admirable. Well, you know, it's not even admirable. It's not like I practice to be bad at lying. I'd make a horrible spy. I wouldn't be good if I was working for the resistance and got caught. You know, tell us the secrets. Oh, okay, I guess. Let me keep all my fingernails. Here's all the information.
Yeah.
They get one fingernail out of me. Like, I told you, I spilled every bean I had has been spilt.
Yeah, you fold under questioning. You on a Zoom earlier today? You have a family Zoom?
As chit-chat with the family. That's a the freedom of being on speakerphone all gone with Zoom.
Is that still
and look at everybody's face.
Is that a routine thing now with the family in quarantine? Like, you know, every Monday at 5, we all hop on and have a family chat.
It is. It's nice, though. It's nice to do a little weekly thing with the gang. I make fun. My mom is finally learning how the microphone takes priority, and she can't interrupt everybody all the time like she normally does. So there's a lot of diplomacy to the conversation.
Well, that's nice.
She listens to this. She'll be pissed. Whatever. She can argue with me on Zoom about it when somebody can interrupt her and shut her microphone off.
I wonder if that's a generational thing. Older people interrupting you all the time. Most older people I know are good at just interrupting. And it's not malicious. It's not talking over you or you shut up, I'm talking. Mm-hmm. It's just, hey, a thought's in my head and it's coming out my mouth.
Do you think it's that they're talking to a younger person and therefore they think what they have to say is more relevant? Mm. Or is it a generational thing? Like, I wonder if they do that to each other. Let me correct that. I know they do that to each other because I saw my mom talking to my dad and my mom's sister, and she interrupted mm-hmm. everybody.
Yeah.
I think it's a personality trait. I mean, I think I probably interrupt you too much on this thing, Dave.
Nah, I don't think so. I got nothing to All say, right. man.
Well, you come in. If I interrupt you, you tell me to shut the fuck up.
My mom, bless her heart, used to interrupt everybody all the time. And again, it wasn't like a mean or malicious thing. I truly think it was mostly subconscious. Mm-hmm. But I'd be talking to my dad. Like, we'd all be in the kitchen. All right, three of us. So I'm making eye contact with my dad, and he's talking to me about mm-hmm. something. Then mom interrupts, like, so blatantly that, like, I feel guilty to now turn and give her my attention because it was such a such an atrocious crime. Like, I feel like I'm betraying my dad by pivoting and looking at my mom and listening to her now. It's like, hey, that was, I'm caught in the middle.
But did your dad also understand the dynamic? Like, let's yield the floor.
He sure did. He was the,
that's why.
He was like,
why.
Go ahead. I was just biding my time anyway. If you, yeah. He was very gracious when people would interrupt him.
My mom likes to interrupt to agree with you, which is really strange. Like, talk about how much you like something from Arby's, Dave.
Oh, I hate the curly fries, but I love the smoked brisket sandwich. It's got barbecue sauce and
onion
rings.
You know what I like about the smoked the brisket sandwich, Dave? You know what I like about it is that it actually has that's every subject I've tried to talk about.
That's
is
funny.
Aggressive agreement.
That is funny. Yeah, you can't take too much of offense if they're agreeing with you.
But then I get pissed. I still get pissed. But then she's like, why are you mad? I'm like, because you interrupted. But you only interrupted to agree with me on something. You should be on my side. Ugh, I don't know. lucky for us, we all have only the minutia to be angry about, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Good Lord. Dude, we can't help but be conscious and vocal about current events on the Boogie Monster now. In the past, I tried to avoid it just because you get it in every other walk of life, every other part of your day, you're getting inundated. But, dude, it's insane what's going on. All this stuff at once with the economy and the coronavirus, the oil now. Did you hear about the oil today?
Yeah, it's cheap as shit.
Cheaper than it's ever been in American history. Like, that's significant.
Listen, maybe we're all getting upset. Listen, the dumb people want to die. That's great.
It's great, but here's the only problem as I interrupt you.
Now I planted the seed. Now we both got to be conscious.
I can never get that one either. My gut reaction.
It always like it's like jumping off a high dive. Like, I don't know how deep this water is. Can I say this word the right way?
Oh, I can't pronounce conscience. Well, those are different words I now know. But much less even try to spell them.
Halfway through saying it.
Yeah. But my gut reaction when I see these fucking morons with their fucking AR-15s and their stupid camo on the Capitol steps protesting a fucking virus, my gut reaction is, please, yes, go ahead, don't wear a mask, mingle amongst yourselves, thin the fucking herd. But what the obvious problem is these idiots are going to give it to innocent people.
I think
that's infuriating.
Well, these troop patriots that are out there with their body armor to fight against the sneezes.
Yeah.
I think what they're doing is now it's like, you know how any kind of hippie alternative music festival, you can throw in like a PETA booth or something and nobody's going to blink an eye at it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the same demographic.
That's what these guys are showing up for. Any like anti-government protest, they're also there to be like, yeah, you really want to kick it up a notch? We're part of this. So I think they're just trying to co-op the movement, and they make for anybody with the gun strapped to them makes for a great photo op for anybody who wants to be anti these idiots protesting, which I think we're both in that camp. That's a great photo op. Oh, I swallowed wrong. Oh, excuse me. Oh, no. Oh, God, where's my gun? I swallowed wrong. I need to fight it away. But neither one of us, I mean, I've made my comments about guns, but we're not anti-gun.
No.
We're not anti-Second Amendment. My anger was at, like, yeah, you're gathering, like, all right, forget the photo op idiots that are running around with their fucking superhero costumes made out of the Don't Tread on Me flags and shit. But the people that, like, listen, people are running out of money and they got to go back to work. That's the reason that we should pay attention.
Exactly. And I totally get that, by the way. It's just the way you're going about it. And the
But we can't say they, because again, these fucking idiots that, like, the one main quote of the guy, like, well, I'm sick of having to get two iced teas at the drive-thru.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he's going to be the face of people who have actual points to make.
Yeah, true.
Like, I was talking with my family about. It's like, I ignore CNN, I ignore Huffington Post, I ignore Fox News. Same. They're all going to pick the most sensationalized things to rile up their demographic.
Mm-hmm.
So I read about the Michigan shit a little bit more. Like, wait a minute. Why? Okay. They're like Home Depot and stuff. They won't let you buy seeds. They won't let you access the nursery
part. Now that is something that's pivoting into, okay, now I'm listening. What's going on with that?
And it's sad. If you have 80% of these people who are protesting from being in their vehicles and keeping a safe difference, except don't block the fucking hospitals, dipshits. But if people are upset because they can't go access things to grow their own food or to fish or to hunt, I'm on your side with that.
I get that. Totally.
That's fucked up. I can get weed. I can get booze. But you can't buy seeds to grow things, grow food in your garden. That's wrong.
Yes.
That, I agree that that's fucked up. And so if that's what people were truly getting upset about Michigan, except again, the news is bad on both sides. Fox is obviously dog shit, but stop looking at CNN or Huffington Post for anything reasonable either, because they're just taking the other side of it.
Yeah. Dude, you see the viral video of the lady in the silver Dodge Ram yelling at the Asian nurse?
No.
I'm ashamed to be an American, if that's an American. Just the most stereotypical, obvious, vile, go back to China, hatred, just pure hate, like with a sign that says land free. I'm assuming maybe there's the in there somewhere, but you can only say land free. She's hanging out the passenger window, just screaming at this poor doctor or nurse, whoever it is, who's just blocking the walkway so that, people can get in and out of the hospital.
Which right now, as we are recording, it's 8 p.m. So everybody's out hooting and hollering and banging pots and pans in appreciation for our healthcare workers, which just as dumb and empty of a gesture. The same fucking dipshit ruining their quality pot and pans on their balcony was probably going, thoughts and prayers doesn't mean anything, politicians. But who the fuck, if you worked a 16-hour shift at a hospital and just got home, do you want to hear this? And if you're about to leave for a 16-hour shift, do you want to hear this? It means much less noise patting yourself on the back in your apartment.
Yeah. And I know they're in the news a lot, but if you really stop and think, what a lot of these healthcare workers, doctors and nurses are going through right now with this level of panic. Like, imagine if you worked at the Pizza Hut and you usually run a 6-person crew on a busy Friday night and 2 people got sick and called in and now you're having to handle it with a 4-person crew. How intense and crazy and terrifying that can be at the local fucking Pizza Hut. Now, apply that to a global medical pandemic. Like, that's insane, the pressure, the stress that these workers must be under.
And it's everybody who's like, we got to get back to work. Forget the science about how contagious this disease is. Forget me. I'm a fucking idiot. I'm a comedian and think you should not be opening the economy yet. But I'm well aware.
Yeah.
I got money saved. I'm fine. Please, the same person who wants to argue with me at that point, argue with a nurse or a doctor working in an emergency room. Forget, fuck me. Hey, I'm an idiot. I know that. I put my opinions on the internet because I got the time to do so. You know who doesn't have the time to do that? Probably somebody working in the ER. Take the argument you want to have with me for saying stay home. Take it to the ER. Mm-hmm. To pivot to a more Boogie Monster related topic, I did order Pizza Hut.
Okay.
After so many years and got the thin crust and listen. When you learn that you were wrong, you grow as a person.
You enjoyed it.
Pizza Hut thin crust. I've been throwing my money at Domino's out of convenience. I got the Pizza Hut thin crust. God damn it, man.
Dude,
I've been scarred so much by Pizza Hut and pizza. That flaccid circular loaf of wet bread. with toppings, just not like thrown on in passing. Not just
they put disdain, the toppings like, on the way to do something else.
Oh, like a French woman shooing a squirrel off her balcony. But I got a thin crust. I didn't fuck around. I don't even know if I got toppings. I think I just did different cheeses. I got real weird.
Oh, that's great, dude. I'm glad you had a good time.
I love the idea that I was angry at these people yelling for healthcare workers about it being empty, an empty gesture. Like, you keep it down. I'm trying to record a podcast about fast food pizza and cryptids. Would you quiet down with your useless and empty gesture, please?
Oh, my God.
We're all assholes. The sooner you realize you're an asshole, the easier it is to just move forward with the rest of your life.
That's true.
Anyway, Dave, you know what broke my heart the most?
What's that?
Not that somehow idiots would find their way to my Instagram page and argue with me. I was going to make some delicious tacos for lunch. Plated the tacos, was about to eat the tacos, didn't heat the tortillas.
Dude, you got to heat the tortilla.
Oh.
It's so boring if you don't.
Boring. It's got no constitution. It's got no architecture.
No.
Folded it, but just pissed. So pissed. So pissed at myself. It's got zero infrastructure if you don't heat it up. You have to heat it, not just for flavor, but for the integrity of the disc.
Abso-fucking-lutely, dude. Same thing. You want to know why your burrito rips in half and falls apart and tastes like shit? You're not heating up that tortilla properly. It does more. You know, it's more than just a taste thing. There's some chemistry going on there. And you're right. There's some infrastructure.
If I asked for the kind of toppings I wanted at a Chipotle and then the tortilla rips, I'm like, yeah, company's losing money on this order. I really think like I just cheated on my taxes if I got so many toppings in a Chipotle burrito that it bursts open. I was like, yeah, I suckered you guys into giving me too much. Did you ever wait in line, like, because you knew there was a trainee that was going to make your food, so you kind of like let people go ahead of you so you get the trainee?
No, I never desire the trainee. Why, to take advantage of them?
Yeah, like, oh, that's too big of a spoonful of whatever Chipotle ingredient you asked for.
Uh-huh.
I always get the fajita vegetables and other vegetables, and you can tell they're like, oh, it's supposed to be one or the other, but I've never had a pushback.
What are the other vegetables?
Well, I think if you, if you got it fajita style, then that negated some other options.
You mean like it negates the onion and the salsa and stuff like that?
Well, you get like a rice and beans in your meat.
No.
But I think fajita style is supposed to undermine the beans or something. But I always like get up to the corn and cheese part. I'm like, oh shit, can I get some of them fajita vegetables on there?
Yeah. No, they upcharge you for that anyway, right? I believe that's an upcharge. So. Well, regardless.
Is it? I don't know.
I thought
I was taking the operation down from the inside.
Well, the way I do that is when they say, which salsa do you want? I literally enjoy them all. I say, all of them, please. I like, I love the
Dave
corn.
Dave reaches over the sneeze guard with his own hand and contaminates the whole operation.
No, but I tell him, I'm like, yeah, all like, and I, there's a little hesitation. Like, I'm fat and I'm ordering all of your stuff, but that's what I want. Is that cool?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Well, the Chipotle ads were, you know why I'm talking about? Because they were permeating the 90 Day Fiance I was watching last night.
Oh, okay.
I'm like free delivery. I don't know why. Do you ever have, like, there's some food items that just don't seem like they're supposed to be for delivery?
I kind of feel that way about traditional Mexican food. I feel like it loses, you know, anything that's its main star of the show is melted cheese. You're gonna lose some of that by the time it gets to your house.
Yeah, but then you're talking about the gold medal winner of delivery food, pizza.
True.
And what's the star of that?
True. I think the
pizza's an event. Pizza's a big fun box you open up.
Yeah. And the cheese does better on a lukewarm pizza than it does a cheesy enchilada or burrito or something, you know? I think
who's eating a brand new hot pizza?
Burn your mouth.
It's the right temperature when it gets to your house. It's never out of the oven, and then you're like, here, deal with this for 15 minutes.
Yeah. Well, that's how I feel about coffee. I don't drink coffee because it's too much effort.
You ever seen the first asshole to eat the first slice of pizza off a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, pizza right to the table? Me first, gooey cheese. And then they sit there snorting out their nostrils while everybody else waits 10 minutes and then enjoys dinner. Oh boy, I got a lot of opinions tonight, Dave.
Dude,
a lot of truth. I got a lot of truth for the world today, Dave.
Let's back up just a second. You mentioned 90 Day Fiance. How's that going?
Back it up, baby.
Is it good?
90 Day? No, it's garbage.
No. Any themes this season? You know, is it international or?
It's always international. Nobody's marrying somebody.
Oh, yeah, duh.
Do you not know the premise of 90 Day Fiance, Dave?
I do, but it's also 420.
It's not like somebody just met somebody from a few counties over and then had 3 months to get hitched. Defeat the whole purpose of the show.
It's the whole point of the show, idiot. So do they ever like talk to women from other countries?
Are they from other places or what now? What's the 90 days for? Find out if they're not blood relatives and they can go ahead on it? What's that for then?
Oh, man, that's funny.
Oh, Dave, we're a couple weeks after the fact, but you're still giving me some Easter eggs.
Oh, man. I feel like there was a variable, though. I feel like the first season, maybe it's this. Maybe this is what confused me. I felt like the first batch of episodes I watched, all the people who are instigating the marriage or the lonely dude was always an American.
Yeah.
And there was, he was always sending off for a bride from across the globe. But then I saw like other episodes later where like the lonely woman was in Brazil and she might get a guy from Japan to come over to Brazil. I think maybe that's what I was asking. I don't
because a man can marry a woman and a woman can marry a man. And nowadays a man can marry a man.
That's crazy.
vice versa. So sometimes it's this, it's the fellas. Whenever it's a guy, whenever it's an American man trying to marry a woman, it is a child bride from South America or Southeast Asia.
Okay.
Most of the time. Whenever it's a woman from America marrying a man, usually an African guy.
Okay.
Usually it's like a Nigerian. Listen, I'm totally wrong about what I just said, but for entertainment's purposes, I'm 100% correct.
Okay.
Although this season has one 60-year-old dude who is basically just stalking a woman who has catfished him online.
Oh, no.
He's like, well, she said she wants to marry me. Flew to the Ukraine. Broke my own rule, was broken. Then he's in the Ukraine. She's truly a catfish. And he's like, well, I'm just going to go to the town she lives in. And somebody else that lives in Russia is like, they're kind of at war over there. And the road's all torn up. He gets a flat tire. Then he's in the town just holding up his phone with a picture of some woman who is clearly was just in the frame of something he bought at a Kohl's once. and he's just like, have you seen this? He's just in a town in the Ukraine. Have you seen this woman? She's supposed to be my bride. It's
like he's looking like for his lost dog.
The veil of reality is really torn with this season. I'll say that.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Watching it like it's just a pure fiction show.
Okay.
I got the bad headphones on right now. Hold on. All right. I don't know what else is going on, man.
Hey, can we go back to the protest for a second?
We can do whatever you want, Dave.
I want to dive into this a little bit. I'm so curious. What is the mindset of those guys walking around with their body armor and their AR-15s? What is the mindset? Is it like, because like you said, like I'm not anti-gun. I'm anti-open carry an AR-15 into fucking McDonald's. I'm very anti that. But
display of freedom, you know?
Oh, but I understand that they probably has some valid arguments if they were talking to me right now. But it just reeks of I don't have the words. I'm too high. But
I think it's the same point of you're taking the utmost display of the freedom you're afforded. I don't think they think they need them at that moment.
Yeah.
But I think it's a matter of like, keep in mind, I'm allowed to do this. It's like, sometimes women are like, how come men can be topless and we can't be topless? These aren't sexual organs. These are meant to feed babies. Or like, so they'll have like a topless protest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's shocking. The shock factor gets attention. But
that's a great point. Utilizing the freedom. I just would never in a million years be that comfortable with that much attention on me in public. With my big stupid fucking gun.
You're not a fucking asshole, but there people are, and their rights are protected just like someone who's not an asshole. Mm. You know, it's free speech is protected also. So they can have their guns and you can hold up a sign behind their head that says, I fuck my shower drain because it looks like my mom. And that's protected for you.
Uh-huh.
You know, I could have riffed better.
No, that's fine.
I apologize for the low quality comedic effort for what a sign should say behind one of those guys.
No, that's pretty funny. That's pretty good for a first draft.
It wasn't great. But they got eyes on him, you know. But remember how we were talking? I listened to that Worst Week Ever podcast where they talked about how the furry community had, you know, white supremacist infiltrators because they're basically co-opting impressionable, young, ostracized white dudes
mm-hmm.
that may have found the furry community and they could alley-oop them into that white. I think that's what's happening here. You got people that are anti-government because
that's a hell of an assignment.
They're angry. Yeah, angry, rightfully so, but they can't buy seeds. And I get that you want to go back to work, and it is you're co-opting someone in a very vulnerable position. You know, we're angry. We want to work. I get that you want to work. I made a comment online about like, oh, somebody wants to get their hair done. Like, I get people do need to work to pay their bills, and it's not an easy cut and dry situation. People that are at the beach in Florida, fucking. Please swim mm-hmm. as far out as eat something first. Please eat a big lunch. Go swimming. Don't make it back to the shore. The world isn't worse for you feeding the fishes. That's okay. I encourage anyone right now who thinks their American freedom is to cavort on the beach to get out there, catch some rays. Truly leave a beautiful corpse if we can retrieve it. I don't think we should spend more tax dollars on the Coast Guard pulling your body out when the COVID hits you in the midst of you making your laps. But please get out there, swim. Dumb people, please gather in groups.
Well, and here's the thing. It would be different if we were at the tail end of this thing. But do some of these people truly think that it's a hoax? Do they truly think that thousands of people aren't dying because they touched the wrong doorknob or somebody coughed on them? Do they think that's bullshit?
Well, there's always going to be that sector of people that think once the government makes you do something, it's only for government power. And we can lean towards that. Listen, we like to entertain conspiracies, Dave.
Of course, of course. But I also like to entertain a certain amount of common sense.
Well, we have a very large overlap in the Venn diagram of think of the anti-vax mentality and the we're all overreacting to this mentality is what I think. Government's just the government's just been sitting around waiting for a disease that's been proven to kill a percentage of people mm-hmm. that are, and not to mention anybody vulnerable to it, which you live with someone who's vulnerable to, is immunocompromised. I live with somebody who's immunocompromised. Lots of people do, but yeah, you should probably get back out and, you got to make a living. And then somebody else, one of the rare solid counterpoints I got online was like, but as opposed to shutting it down entirely, say you run a barbershop, beauty salon,
mm-hmm.
let people in one at a time with masks, with gloves, and then so you can handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I agree with that. We're not fucking there yet.
Yeah.
And also now we're going to trust everybody to police themselves, which is what all the anti-government libertarians love. We'll just police ourselves. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to risk everybody by accommodating 5 appointments in the hair salon. That is the way to do it. The person who commented that was correct eventually, but you're relying on individuals for self-regulation. Do you trust that? And that's a question I put out there. Some people I do, some people I don't.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult to go along with the government for an all or nothing solution of like shut down all the businesses. That's a rough one. I get mm-hmm. it.
Yeah.
There's no very easy answer right now. There isn't an easy.
But
if you want to gather in a group to protest, if you want to wear no masks to protest that you can't work. You should.
Exactly.
And somebody sent me this online, which is a little card that says you personally will void any right to any health care or any medical attention if you contract COVID-19 as the result of participating in a protest. If you want to sign a document
mm-hmm.
that says I forego any health treatment because I contracted this virus because I was gathering to protest against the results of this virus, that I'll agree with that. Mm-hmm. Sign your health over.
Yeah.
Sign your health over to protest against this. Sign a waiver, much like everybody else. I want to go ride in a fucking skate park. I got to sign a waiver that says I'm not going to sue them if I hurt myself. If you want to open your business back up, you don't get health care. If you're uninsured, you've denied COVID-19 related health care because you wanted to go against the government's best wishes.
Mm-hmm.
Because eventually, if you go, people can't pay their hospital bills all the time. That shit still gets picked up by the state.
Mm-hmm.
Sign your DNR, do not resuscitate shit. Sign your, I don't want the, man, I'm drunk, so I probably regret some of the stuff I'm saying. But.
I just don't understand the the stubbornness and the arrogance of what I'm seeing in some of these protests. It's like cooking a pork chop halfway through. And then saying, hey, it's my right as an American to eat that. Well, yeah, go ahead, dumb fuck. Mm-hmm. Eat the uncooked pork chop. Like, I get that we all need to go back to work, but if we do this right, and I know that's part of the big question, is nobody knows. This is pretty much unprecedented, at least in American history for the most part. You know, every 100 years or so. But if we do this the right way, then maybe... then maybe it's going to work out for it. But you go too soon, and then we have a resurgence. This thing comes back, and it gets twice as more damage than it's done so far. All because, I don't know.
You know what? It would be great to be proven wrong. But what's the risk of eating crow? Fine, everybody, go back to work. Oh, either A, shit. You got me. Or B, way more people died because of this gamble.
Mm-hmm.
Now, which one? Yeah, which one do you want? Do you want the fucking the Republican death squad because we have got to get back to work, so some people are going to die? Or do you want the Democrat death squad of like, well, we can't get back to work, so some people are going to die because they starved to death?
Mm-hmm.
There's not a clear, easy answer. And frustration is incredibly legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
But frustration based on the fact that you don't want to look at science because you doubt science.
And when you're blocking traffic for people to get to the hospital. Like, that should be a crime. You should be arrested for that.
Yeah, dumb people get a voice, too.
I mean, that's obstruction. That's obstruction of something. You know,
well, and again, I want to know the source of what's that. So did one ambulance not get past one car? And then which media did we choose to read about or read from that exploited that story? That's where I'm like, hold on. Let whatever you want to get mad about or side with, read two or three more stories deep. There's a guide how to spot fake news. Look at the source. And that goes for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It goes for anything you want to agree with or disagree with. Read three sources into it. We've demonstrated it right here, Dave. Every time you come at me with like, well, this guy, fuck, this guy had to arm wrestle the gray aliens to us. What happened? Dave, I lost you. No. Hold on, Dave. I'm getting you back. This is on record. Oh, shit on it.
Hey, buddy.
That was the government's listening in.
You know what that is?
I finally figured out. Government.
That's happened a couple times since we've been quarantined from each other. You know what that is? That's me not understanding how my AirPods work.
Oh, that wasn't the government shutting us down because we were speaking the truth?
No. I think my ear holes are too big. And the AirPods, they fall out all the time. So I'm constantly...
That's why I won't get those
things. I'm constantly having to readjust them. And I guess on the right one, if you touch it in the right place, it'll either hang up on a call or skip to the next song if you're listening to something. So I guess that's why I should read the stupid instructions. But
yeah, you got that future jammed up in your ears. Well, anyway, like I was saying with our own show, you say something about... a Bigfoot or something, and all I do is click over to the third Google search page of it, and then the actuality is there in front of me. Do that. I encourage everybody to just do that with everything. Don't, like, we're already just a world that loves to read the headline and get worked up about it. Mm-hmm. Nobody even reads the article. Yeah. I wonder if the Onion did that to all of us. The Onion.
Yeah.
The headline's funny. What do I got to read the article for?
That's true.
Well, when it's actual news, you should explore it. The headline's there to get you to read the article. Now people don't even do that.
Well, they did a study recently. I forgot where it was, of course, speaking of which, but I don't have my sources, but there was some study on the percentage of people who share a story, a news article on social media without having read the article themselves, just based on the headline.
Yeah. And you didn't read the article about it.
No. I just saw the headline about that.
What? That's why some guy, like, again, I made some dumb argument today online. Some guy's like, listen, 99.6% of people will be fine if we go back to work. Or like 99.6% of people will be fine from coronavirus. I'm like, what's that number? Is that the number if we all go back to work tomorrow? Or is that the number if we stay in quarantine for 3 months?
True. Yeah, good
no
question.
Response to that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that the survival rate of us behaving this way? Choose your team, man. It's just choose your team. Somebody's going to be wrong. If you want to be vocal and passionate about it, you're going to be wrong about some shit sometimes. I would love to be wrong. Do you want to be dead or in debt? I don't fucking know, man. Which hell do you want? Which hell do you want to live in?
What else been going on this week, man? Are you still skateboarding? What are you doing to pass your time?
Nah, I've just been playing these drums.
Yeah. Oh.
I've been playing drums.
I love those what do you just call those? Electronic drums? What would you call that?
Yeah, it's some Roland, some Guitar Center special drum pad setup that I got. Well, I wasn't using them much. Now you got to stay close to home.
Are you getting good?
I've been doing that.
You staying in the pocket?
I mean, I'm feeling pretty good about it. I look at it. It's once you got headphones on, you get to space out. The idea of like sensory immersion, like headphones, all of a sudden I'm blocked out from like it overrides concern, worries. Mm-hmm. People use ASMR. People use sensory deprivation to like feel better. Just having headphones on, man, that alleviates a lot of stress. Whatever music you listen to or something.
I love it, dude. I finally, about a year ago, I splurged and bought a nice pair of headphones. I mean, not like super nice, but nicer than anything I've owned. What are they? I got noise canceling. I think they're the Bose.
No, those Bose noise cam. If you have to do any kind of traveling,
dude,
they're a couple bucks, but that is an investment in your well-being. If you got to fly on planes a lot,
yeah,
or be in like crowded situations where you're trying to focus on something. Man, those are fantastic.
So nice.
I took a big long bike ride last week. Did about 19 miles up over the hill around Griffith Park.
Okay.
Just to get out in the world and move my joints. My joints are getting a little creaky.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to be better about that. I'm just trying to like, what do we watch? What did we talk about? Watched Who Framed Roger Rabbit. We talked about that already.
Yeah, and I haven't watched it yet, but I'm going to. You really?
Well, I can't believe it's been a week since we talked already.
I know.
I can't believe shit's actually going faster. I thought it would go slower right now.
Dude, you're like the third person I've talked to this week who's mentioned that. What is that paradox? Really? Yes, a buddy of mine mentioned it. My mom mentioned that. Mm-hmm. Like, what is that paradox that we're doing nothing? We're laying around being very unproductive most of the day, the same shit every day, day after day, but somehow it's flying by.
But I think, first off, the idea of productivity is like, stop. We're torturing ourselves with the idea of productivity. That's the whole thing. We got to get back to work. We got to work to live so we can work some more, so we can live some more. I get we got bills to pay. I get it. But you can lock down into hibernation mode. And use smaller resources right now.
Yeah.
But I think I found I had some stuff I wanted to read. So I got to just get real cozy.
Okay.
Because there's no pressure. You're not taking time away from another thing.
Yeah.
Now, this is not, I'm not speaking for people at home with small children.
Ooh. Oh,
God bless you.
God bless you.
Oh, you should be getting a Navy SEAL salary.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine? Dude, my upstairs neighbor got the exact same square footage we've got. And it's, and they're real nice folks, but it's him and his wife and two young boys, like 4 and 3. And they're just up there together 24/7. That would drive me nuts. Bless your heart, parents.
The capability to not torture someone, I think, is has just as much volume as the capability to torture someone.
Mm-hmm.
Like the weird depths and darkness you can go to want to pull, you know, to, you know, bamboo shoots under the fingernails in the name of a higher purpose.
Uh-huh.
The same thing to just not look at a 3-year-old screaming the Frozen theme song for the last 4 weeks. If you come out of this, if you come out of this without like any, like, Child and Family Services paperwork on you. Oh my God. Good on you. That's what I'm saying. Good on you. But for me, for being you know, just living with the missus and having the time, we're in an ideal place, Dave. Let's not be ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
Best case, we are speaking from a place of a best case scenario.
Yeah.
No small kids.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, I mean,
good climate.
Maybe, you know, in quarantine, not lonely, in quarantine with people that we care about and get along with.
Absolutely.
Whether it be a roommate or a significant other or something or family.
I was making the observation yesterday to Katie that imagine if this whole thing would have happened about 2 months. 2 or 3 months earlier, we would be quarantined with his dad and other family members over there when we were taking a pit stop in Orange County. Oh, boy.
Well, would the other family members be there?
Yeah. Yeah. They're,
because
yeah.
I'll be honest, that house was dope, dude.
Oh, the house is dope. Yes, no. The house is very dope.
You know what?
I'm just talking about being surrounded by some of those people.
I could be over it real easy if I was just on a float in the pool. You know,
no, that's true. But I'm talking about just the aspect of who you are quarantined with. And not, I'm not shit talking her dad or anything, but just, you know, you're right. We are very lucky. You and I are in the same boat. It's just us and our significant others and no kids, no in-laws, no nothing.
How about a little moment of gratitude at the tail end of this episode? Like, and look, hey, I'm in an apartment with very thin walls,
mm-hmm.
but I've, you know, you live in a city for long enough, you get used to that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are doing well and you got a house,
dude.
You got a yard.
Yep.
You got a yard. Dude. Go out there. Just hit a badminton up and down. Do that. Rachel and I, we tried to play tennis in the alley back here. we immediately hit all the balls over the fence, but we tried.
You good know,
we
for tried. You.
Did a little movement.
No, I've been thinking about that a lot, too, the other side of that coin. I mean, I love my apartment here. You know, it's we're really digging it. But we walk 3 feet outside of our front door, and we're susceptible to any crazy person or sick person or whomever that walks down the sidewalk. I
don't know what.
I'm very envious of people who have, like, 5 acres of land and a lake and a pool.
Yeah, but people also, if you got 5 acres of land, you probably don't have, like, a service that just delivers alcohol.
True, true.
Do whatever you want. So, also, I want to take, let me entertain my old hack comedy sensibilities. I love that for the other side of the coin. On the other side of the coin, you know, it's back there, more coin. It's not that different. The other side of the coin is a whole other world. No, it's not. It's just more coin.
Just a different engravement.
It's not worth less. You know what? Hey, to your argument, let's look at the other side of the coin and have the same argument, because that's what's on the other side of the coin. More coin.
Oh,
take that, Norm MacDonald fans. Oh, damn it. 5 more cents over here.
If you hand it to the clerk, tails facing up, it has more value.
You don't have enough money. Well, let's look at the other side of the coin. It's still the same amount. Uh-huh. There's my. Let me top it off with a Mark Norman. Uh-huh. Yeah. Other side of the coin. Still the same amount of a coin. Uh-huh. It's my favorite. I do enjoy Mark Norman, but it's like my favorite. Uh-huh. Like, yeah. I'm more entertained by my Mark Norman impersonation than anybody ever would be. Where are you muffling, Dave? You're muffling.
Oh, am I?
You fucking with your ear pods again?
No, I don't know what's going on. What I did, dude, I put
it's muffly to me. I don't know if it's better for recording.
Hold on, let me see what I can do.
It's fine now. It's fine. Whatever you just did.
Oh, I know what happened.
Don't do that.
Okay, I didn't think about that. I thought I did a good thing.
Would you hide your head under a pillow?
No, okay.
What'd you do?
All right, here's...
Bury your face in a bag of caramel corn? What'd you do there, Dave? I would never call it caramel corn like that, laughing. Except for comedic...
No, here's what happened.
Have you had caramel corn in a while,
no,
Dave?
No, I haven't. I did have...
Fuck.
I had some fiddle faddle about 3 years ago, and it was a good time. I love...
Let me yell fuck again. Caramel corn, something you just brush over, and then you have some, and you're like,
"Oh,
what is this? I've been a coal miner that hasn't had a breath of fresh air in decades."
Oh, my God.
You've been a cigarette-smoking coal miner who finally got a hit of oxygen. Caramel corn, treat yourself.
Man. Especially that gourmet, that artisan, fancy package bullshit.
Garrett, I bet you... You know what? Everybody gets a real big sugar boner.
Hey, Kyle, keep talking. I'm going to make a drink real quick. Go ahead and talk.
Hey, Dave, no problem. Everybody gets a real big sugar boner. Here's my recipe for the week. Instead of waiting to get discount Halloween candy in the beginning of November or gorge your sad, lonely gullet on half-off Valentine's Day chocolates, well into wishing it was springtime, you sit there and you get real chubbed up right around January.
I'm back.
When you sure are, Dave.
Uh-huh.
You get yourself, you fluff yourself, you get your little dick all chubby for some... For that Garrett's, get it ready for that Garrett's triple choice tin of holiday popcorn.
Oh, boy.
When they got the original butter salted, they got cheesy cheddar corn on the other part of the pie, and then that sweet, sweet, hard-shelled caramel corn.
Oh, man.
On the third. And then you take your dirty butthole tickling mix and you pull that divider out, because this is America. It is not separate but equal. It's we're all in this together. And you let those flavors mix and mingle and wait till they're invited to the ballroom of your palate. Dance the good dance. Dance the prom that you get to lose your virginity to in your little pink mouths. Caramel cheddar regular style. Have a three-way on your taste buds.
That was beautiful, man.
We ain't even sponsored by Garrett.
That was beautiful.
You all to get some. I got into it. I was honestly, I got no, my computer's in front of me, but it's not even on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just staring at a bike tire on the other side of my garage while I did that. I might get more into spoken word after that.
Oh, I dropped my ear pod. Hold on.
I'm really renewing my romance with the English language. Dave, what happens?
All right, I'm back.
What happens? Dave, what happens if we find out I just said I want to romance the language and I can't find.
Oh man.
What do they call it? Charisma with what do they call it with when you have something with somebody else?
Chemistry?
Chemistry.
Yeah. We have chemistry, Kyle.
Well, what happens if we realize our chemistry is better when we're far away?
Oh, are you saying that's what's going on with us?
I feel bad. What if that's what's going on?
You don't want to see me anymore, Kyle?
I do want to see you, Dave.
Oh, okay.
But what happened? Like, I could just sit here and look at a bike tire instead of worrying about eye contact.
That's true. You're less self-conscious when you're alone.
Like I was saying with the headphones, when you take away other responsibilities in a sensory matter, you get to focus. I'm only focused on listening to you right now, Dave.
Yes. Yes.
I'm not. Look, my computer's pushed away from me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting here just raw, mic in front of me. Real Joe Rogan style, Dave. Real Joe Rogan style.
Oh, my God.
I'm listening. I want to ask questions. I also want millions of dollars for being a fucking very strong pothead.
Oh, man.
Maybe we got to yell over each other more like those last podcast on the left guys. They're rich. Those guys are rich.
They are.
Dave.
Yeah, look at their.
What do we need to do?
Look at their Patreon numbers. Holy shit.
They're fucking crushing it.
Good God.
I guess that might also have to do with there's information involved.
Yeah, that's true. They do a lot of work.
We've said nothing that anybody listening to this hasn't had a conversation about 3 weeks ago.
True.
Already.
Yeah. Now, we're pretty much worthless, dude. Especially in this economy.
We are fucking podunk cousins coming in for Thanksgiving dinner every Tuesday. Man, y'all ever seen Rick and Morty before? That shit's something.
Dude, speaking of Thanksgiving dinner, I made roasted turkey breast again this week. I did.
Oh, here we go.
I made a gravy that would knock your dick in the dirt, Kyle.
Did you just make some Easter Thanksgiving?
Yeah, dude.
God damn.
I don't know if it's just in this area in Long Beach or California or nationwide, but there's a surplus of turkey in the freezer cases at Vaughn's. It's just turkey. It's turkey days down at Vaughn's.
Dave, we got Dave Stone coming in live with the turkey numbers. Dave, what's happening out there in the frozen food section?
Well, you see, they doubled the shipment in anticipation of more demand in the market because pork numbers are up. And now there's no pork, so that means there's nothing but turkey.
Oh. Is that why? Is that because that's a conspiracy about when the only time the McRib comes back is when the pork numbers dip and they can afford to make it?
That's true. I've heard that, and it makes sense. I mean, I don't claim to know anything about what's going on in the meat industry other than from the consumer point of view, but that makes sense.
Are turkeys easier to maintain than the other animals, and that's why there's a surplus of turkey
maybe
out in the frozen food section?
But there really is. Like, you don't see turkey a lot in the meat cases outside of November. But there has been a lot of turkey around here, and I am taking advantage, Kyle. We're just having a good time over here. Every day's Thanksgiving.
Well, if anybody should be, it should be you. God damn, I love a turkey. Dude. Ooh, I'm missing the meat, Dave.
Yeah, I get it.
What do you, so you roasted, like, full Thanksgiving dinner?
No, a turkey breast.
Post-Easter?
It's so much easier, too. Now, they do have the whole turkeys, and I've seen those, and I've been tempted. But for $14, I got, like, a 3-pound turkey breast, bone-in. Not the prepackaged ones that you could slice off easily and make sandwiches, but I'm talking about just the butchered breast of a turkey. And roast that thing up, make some herb butter. Oh, boy.
Uh-huh.
Rub that butter underneath the skin. Get in there like a real sick maniac. Just some real Hannibal Lecter bullshit.
Yeah, we went through your Ed Gein prepared entrees a couple episodes ago.
Yeah, and but you get up in
really
there.
Really get in there.
Oh, boy. And then you
try to make a necklace out of the gizzards if you can.
And you roast that
fashion,
thing up?
Fashion the feet into some earrings for the old lady.
Oh, and then while it's resting, oh, and then it's gravy time, Kyle. It's gravy time. You got to let that meat rest. So it's just, oh.
And by gravy, I mean dry hump the animal until you consummate a pair of scrubs.
Oh, God. Oh.
Sorry, man. I didn't mean to interrupt. You're giving a good recipe.
No, you're fine, man.
Dave, he gives good recipes.
Everything's hitting at once over here, buddy. Oh, man. You're really getting me. You're really getting my
goose. You know what? I'll say that just because I just tried to look at my phone. If the government really thought they were going to control you through this whole thing, your fucking iPhone would recognize your face through your mask you're supposed to wear. And because it doesn't, it means the government's not in on it, you fucking idiots. Anyway, go on about the turkey.
Oh, God. No, I mean, it wasn't even an official recipe. I just... fuck. Did I hang up again? Oh, man, are you there?
What happened? Did you laugh so hard one of your earbuds fell out of your big ears? Where are you at?
AirPods.
Get over here.
Yes.
Hey, get over here, Dave.
All right, I'm going to call you.
Where are you at? Get over here.
I'm not editing this out either.
Sit on daddy's lap.
Let her roll. Well, roll the tape.
Listeners, I can't hear
Dave.
Behind
the scenes
action. I'm just drunk alone in my garage yelling, sit on daddy's lap.
Calling.
So if there's no episode next week, you know why.
God damn it. Okay, there we go.
Here he comes.
It's ringing. There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Don't worry, I filled the time graciously.
Okay, good, good.
You'll hear it.
You know what I did about 10 minutes ago? I had the idea because my AirPods keep falling on my ear, and we were talking about my noise-canceling headphones, and they were on the table, so I put them on like earmuffs to hold the AirPods into place. And
Dave,
and when I did
every
that,
time you have
I covered
an idea
up my
that's
microphone.
Not about chili, it falls to shit. I went ahead and put some headphones over my other headphones so I can hear you twice. So I didn't have to keep asking what you were saying.
Oh, my God, dude.
It's the opposite of Jimmy Two Times from Goodfellas.
I say it once, but I hear it twice.
Oh, shit. Tell him to get the papers. The what? The what? Oh, well, he has to say it twice because this guy's been... is deaf several times.
Oh my God.
Well, we had fun. We did all right. Fuck this. I'm smoking weed now.
Oh my God, dude.
Hey, I don't want to forget next week, but there's a guy that's his name on Instagram is just Slob Glass Blower.
And what's he do?
He makes bongs and bowls.
Okay.
But I was tagged in something that he did, and I was like, what? And then I went and looked at it, and I'm a real fair weather pot smoker. I'm
uh-huh.
I'm pounding the grass a bunch. You know how you pound the grass.
I was pounding grass this weekend, dude.
Oh, man, I'm pounding some grass, dog. But then I looked at his page, Slob, S-L-O-B, maybe underscore glass blower. This shit's beautiful.
Really?
And it's high price. It's for connoisseur. It would make, you know what it'd be? Like, if you wanted to buy a gift for somebody.
Uh-huh.
And they liked weed, but you could tell like somebody might maybe smokes pot, but would never treat themselves to something like that.
Mm-hmm.
This is like that. This is like artisanal.
I would dig that. Like, I don't have a bong because I feel guilty about purchasing one.
Yeah, Swarovski. Fuck. Let me try and pronounce Swarovski.
Uh huh.
Whatever. Fancy crystal style bongs and pipes. And this guy's like, I'm trying to make one for you. And he's supposed to get here tomorrow. I hope it shows up unbroken in one piece.
Oh, man.
Now that we all got to support the post office, even though all they've ever done is deliver me junk mail or lost things I needed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still supporting the institution. Please bring me this pipe in one piece. Look at Slob Glass Blower on Instagram. This stuff is gorgeous. Because now I'm smoking out of my dumb little $10 pipe I got from the head shop,
mm-hmm.
and I'm ashamed of myself.
Oh, yeah?
Do you want Dave, do you want a bong?
I do. That's what I was about to say. I've always wanted a bong, and I've never wanted to spend the money on one. great philosophy, Dave. I've always wanted money, but I've never wanted to go out and acquire the training and skills that would provide me a job to give me money.
But it's also like we're adults. Mm-hmm. Like we know how to get high.
Yeah, exactly. That's part of it too. It seems a little indulgent. It's like really just smoking a joint's not good enough. You got to have Castle Grayskull over here.
But then his stuff is like, oh, this is for people who smoke pot but also aren't idiots.
Mm-hmm.
These are for people who can pull tubes but then aren't worthless afterwards.
Yeah.
They're like for people that are good at weed. Either way, he's supposed to be sending me a dope Sherlock-style pipe. It's got a big old curvy thing in it.
Ooh,
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
But I want to – hey, if it's all about – trying to support people who are maybe suffering right now, and you are a connoisseur, marijuana indulger, check out Slob Glass Blower on Instagram, and maybe you can throw some money his way for the efforts he's put in the world. On top of everybody else that, as we've said before, if you can help, help.
Absolutely.
If you need help, shit, there's charities out there. I know it's times are tough. I'm not directly giving money mm-hmm. to someone. I have gone to givetogethernow.org. Oh, there's another one that we worked with last week that was, was Josh Gondelman's. No, it was Fortune Femes. Oh, I'm sorry to redirect people this way. Fortune Femester or my Instagram where we promoted the Hey Girl podcast with Matt Bronger.
Mm-hmm.
She had a great, I'll just look it up because this is stupid for me to do this. A charity that actually gives money to local restaurants to make food for first responders and medical personnel.
That's so awesome.
So you're helping the restaurants that is who are helping the medical people. And I'm going to get, Dave, you talk now because I'm going to find the name for this place.
That really is amazing. That's awesome. And I want to, this isn't a passive-aggressive sales pitch, but I want to seriously thank, speaking of helping people, I want to thank so much. Dude, so many people have purchased my stupid cookbooks. And not only that, which I appreciate the hell out of that, but so many people, the offer's still on the table. I threw it out the last few episodes, but I'm selling them. You know, I got three of them. You get all three for $20, right? But if you need some recipes and you're in a pinch, I'll give them to you for free. I don't give a shit. These are e-cookbooks. I'm not having to mail you actual merchandise. It's just a PDF file with all my recipes. Be glad to send it to you for free. So I've been, and a lot of people have been taking me up on that. Also, a lot of people have been purchasing them. Also, a lot of people have stepped up and said, hey, man, I already bought your cookbooks, but here's $20 for all the free ones you've given out. And I'm like, dude. And that happens so much, and just sincerely thank you for everybody who's done that. Because it helps, you know? I don't want to get on here and, you know, poor mouth and complain, and I'm doing fine. But, yeah, like, our industry is now completely uncertain. I don't know when the next paid gig will be. But, yeah, thanks to people stepping up and buying those. And, you know, I have other sources of income, obviously. But, obviously, like, I'm a fucking magnet. But I'm saying, like, I'll figure out a way to survive if live comedy gets shut down for a year. But this has been a big help, and thank you.
That is cool. And I want to say, I mean, even obviously I'm doing, you know, I'm fine. But all of my albums are for sale. On Amazon or anywhere there's a place that you can actually change your money for them. I ain't doing this for free, you fucking fools. Obviously, that's a joke. I've encouraged people to steal my shit for as long as they've been able to steal. Steal whatever you can, and then when you feel bad for stealing it, give money to where you feel it's better deserved. That's a Robin Hood balance you can strike within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Steal my album, and then go to Frontline Foods. The organization is called Frontline Foods. And they, as I go to the website, well, shit, no, it's just, either way, Frontline Foods supports healthcare workers with healthy meals from local kitchens. Bang, you're helping two things in a community instead of even one. And that's a great idea. I'm only on their Instagram right now, but I'm sure they have a website. So, yeah, steal shit from people who can afford to be stolen, robbed, and then take the money you save from stealing from the rich. And donate that money to the poor. That's what I say.
That's awesome.
I mean, not all the time, but you know, you can do it sometimes. You can steal my shit, not from, you know, an individual, but you can steal, fucking listen to it on Pandora or some shit. I should have shut up. It was cool when I like had it real concise.
That's all right.
I got verbal. I got, as soon as I smoke weed, I crumble. No. That's what I did at the end of the episode, Dave.
I understand. No, you're doing fine, Kyle. You're doing a good job, buddy. Hey, Let me ask you this real quick, all right?
Go ahead and ask.
Are you on a TV show that's currently on the air right now? What's up with Paradise PD? Is it on again?
No, the second season's on Netflix.
Okay. My point is, dude, let us know. You're so fucking humble about all your other accomplishments. I had no idea that season 2 was available now. And you're like a pretty big character on there. So people need to know about it, Kyle. So y'all go watch Paradise PD, starring Kyle Kinane.
I don't know what's happening with your connection, but you're getting muffly.
Okay.
And it sucks even worse because you're complimenting me. No, Paradise PD. It's on Netflix. It's a real foul cartoon. I had an intruder, but I had to set up a mobile recording studio to do some lines for that today.
Nice.
I like take an old carpet and curl it around myself. I basically just had to unfurl every house that Black Widows have made in my garage.
Do you have to do
three lines for Paradise PD?
So they have like at home techniques that you can do to like soundproof.
Well, like I'm for people that don't know, like okay, we each have like a Zoom recorder, which is a small. It's about the size and shape of a generous, like a Hostess apple pie.
That's a great description.
I was trying to think of what, like, I'm like, you know, the one, like those things that are allegedly the very worst thing you could eat.
Yeah.
Like they're so greasy with fat. Mm-hmm. They have to come in their own special kind of wrap, that wax paper wrapping.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck. I love those.
I do too. Krispy Kreme's got a line right now. Oh boy.
Fruit pies?
Yeah. They brought back their cherry, their strawberry, and their lemon. Only in select markets, but oh boy, we've been having fun with over here.
Of a longer style fruit pie?
Yeah. Well, the classic fried pie.
The personal Danish?
Yes, the personal fried pie. The fruit pie hot pocket, if you will.
I gave her the old personal fry pie.
Oh boy.
It's where I jizz in her face right after I get out of the hot tub.
Gross.
Yeah, well, I regret.
So. Jizz is such an awful word.
What do you want? Spunk?
Dude,
squack?
You got jizz on my table. Whose jizz is this? Ejaculate. Oh, God. You're not a Curb Your Enthusiasm fan. I believe you said that, correct? Mm.
Not that I'm not a fan, watched it.
You haven't gotten into it. Yeah. there's just a scene. The first time we meet JB Smoove's character, he's spending the night at Larry's guest bedroom. And the next morning, Larry's wife finds a cum stain And they all just assume it was the new guy who slept there last night. And Larry confronts him, and he's trying to be very diplomatic about it, but he's like, "I think there's a cum stain, ejaculate." And JB Smooth goes, "Ejaculate, ejaculate." He can't say ejaculate. He says ejaculate. You know, because he's black.
I'll say that's
oh, I'm sorry.
It's when you get yourself, and I know that you're laughing at yourself being ridiculous, but if anybody wanted to take sound bites from this show,
oh boy,
you know what? We sure as shit can't get on Saturday Night Live, I'll tell you that.
Oh, God.
Because we've played the character of the comedian who wants to make the other comedian laugh more than the audience too much.
Did I hear correctly that he's now working for Joe Biden's campaign?
Who?
SNL guy, Shane.
Is he?
I don't know. I could have heard
wrong.
Put
that in the list of fucking confounding news we're all dealing with on an hourly basis.
Oh, man. Well, I'm tired, man. I got to go sit down.
I'm going to throw a random shout out to Meth Syndicate for not only the shirt that you got me for Christmas that has the leprechaun from the Leprechaun movies and it says The Irishman underneath it. But a shirt that he saw today that he said, this is my 420 shirt. And it just had the logos from two different bands, but one over the other. And the first logo was Fish and the second logo was Styx. And
I get it.
Unrelated to anything. It's because I got a sticker with that order you gave me and I put it on my tool chest that's in the garage and I'm looking right at it.
There you go.
And stickers work, everybody.
Yeah.
Advertising work, stickers work. Mm. So anyway, yeah, I fucked up tacos today. I fucked up buffalo cauliflower earlier in the week.
Oh, buddy.
I'm 0 for 2 on making meals. Mm. We've yammered out our asses for long enough tonight, Dave.
Oh, can I tell you
feel good?
I got three more
words. Tell me, you got a joke?
I got three more words to tell you.
Three more words?
Well, I'm going to speak more after that, but three words that I want to make sure.
Well, then that statement was untrue from the get-go.
Three special words I wanted to make sure to tell you tonight that I made this week. That
here we go.
I'm not claiming.
Rum tub butt fucking.
I'm sure someone's done this before. I'm saying I didn't see this recipe and make it. This is something I actually dreamed about. I had a dream about this, and I made it. And what I'm talking about, Kyle, is ribeye stroganoff rigatoni. Fuck you, dude.
That sounded like 9 words, man.
Ribeye, stroganoff, rigatoni, and oh boy.
But my friends call me Randy. Anyway, how you guys doing tonight?
I just got it.
That's my parents funny. Are immigrants, but I grew up in Charleston, so it's cool, man. Don't worry about it.
Oh, man. Beef stroganoff, but with really good ribeye steak.
Goes by RS Riggs in the core.
And replace the egg noodles with rigatoni. And you got the mushrooms and the onions and the beef stock.
Gotta wrap this up. I gotta go replace my girlfriend's egg noodles after this.
Oh,
when you're done with this,
I keep laughing so much. My ear pods.
You're just
going to
have a couple
out.
Of egg noodles in there.
Oh, my God.
That's what she calls her fallopes, her egg noodles.
Oh, that might be the funniest thing you've ever said.
Dave, are you dying? What's happening?
Oh, God.
There's so many sounds happening.
My goddamn. Oh, you there?
Yeah,
you
but
keep making me laugh. Yeah, my ear pods keep falling out.
Trust me, it worked because whatever sound I was hearing, it sounded like you laughed, but then fell into a vortex.
Oh, God.
Anyway, you're right to laugh. Calling fallopian tubes and noodles is perfect.
Oh, that's good. All right, I think we end it there. I don't think we're going to do any better than that.
Well, you gave a recipe for the ribeyes.
For the ribeyes, did I? The turkey.
Do you just...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
No, but I mean, in the beer, yes. Ribeye, stroganoff, Benedict Arnold. What were we making?
Ribeye, stroganoff, rigatoni. Basically, you make beef stroganoff, but instead of like the lower quality meat, just grill you up a really good ribeye, however you want to do it. Do it my way if you know that way. Do it your own way. But then slice it real thin. And then you got that sauce going with the onions and the mushroom and the beef stock and the sour cream. And you hit it with a little heavy cream and the spices. Then you throw, instead of egg noodles, you make you some nice rigatoni noodles. Then you throw.
You don't like the word jizz, but you could say heavy cream without flinching.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Heavy cream's a real thing. You know, jizz
so
is not
is
a
jizz.
It's not, though. Well, like jizz. Is slang, right? Like, there's nothing else in our universe that is named jizz. Is there?
I think.
God, I've said jizz a lot.
Who did he play with? Did he play for? I don't know. I think there's a guitar player named Jizzy Pearl.
Oh no! Ooh,
and I think he might have played for you. You go on with your recipe. I'll find out.
That's all right. No, I mean, I don't have the exact recipe in front of me. This is a real wild and loose experience. But I made stroganoff a few weeks ago. But yeah, you start with some nice chopped up onions, some nice mushrooms. Get those going, right? Throw a little beef stock in there. Get that going. You season it however you want. A little salt and pepper. Maybe a little Cajun seasoning. Maybe a little smoked paprika. Maybe a little cumin. Just get all that going with the beef stock and get all that, the onions and the mushrooms nice and wilted and cooked down. And then you hit it with a little sour cream. That sour cream melts all over the place. Oh boy, that's a good time. Then maybe hit it with a little heavy cream, makes it even creamier. Now you got all that shit going on. You throw those rigatoni noodles in there, get that all soaked up. And then at the end, you slice up that ribeye and place it on top. Oh boy, it was a good time.
Jizzy Pearl was in Love Hate. They were great, man. They had Blackout in the Red Room. That was a fucking jam.
Oh, my God.
Blackout in the Red Room. Blackout in the Red Room. And they also had, they were like anti-drug. They had, why do you think they call it dope? I'm going to play this on the e-drums afterwards.
Were they like hair metal straight edge? Because thinking of that, that's some lame dudes.
Well, the fact that you already look ridiculous. Yeah, but those songs fucking jammed. You have to already have liked glam rock. Don't come into it like you already don't like the style of music.
True.
But if you were an LA Guns, Rat, Motley Crue dude, check out Blackout in the Red Room by Love Hate.
Right on.
Fronted by Jizzy Pearl. Is Queef Stroganoff been a name that's been employed just anywhere?
Oh my God.
Because I did the joke last time with the Stroganoff thing.
What was that? Oh, the cow. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
But just as like a musician or an artist for your last name, if your name was just like Chandler Stroganoff. That's a good handle.
I'm here to pick up Jizzy away from the dish.
Hey, is Jizzy home? Sorry, Mrs. Pearl. I just thought maybe. Did he not tell you we were calling him that now? Oh, he didn't tell you that's his name now? Is Jizzy?
Oh.
Well, this is awkward. This is real awkward.
Oh my God.
Sorry, Mrs. Pearl, is James home? He said Jizzy, but I didn't know he didn't tell you that we were gonna call him Jizzy yet.
Oh my God.
I gotta go face fuck myself with some Pizza Hut now.
All right, goodbye.
Ha 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 ha! We're sending it out. No edits. No edits, Matt. Print it.
The Boogie Monster.
Network.